to taste their music as MC Rap Daddy Dog whatever. Just don't force me to listen to it. You know, I don't drive by his house and blast James Taylor, do I?
James Taylor? I know I'm blind, John, but exactly how white are you?
You know, about as white as your cane there, Blinky. Coffee to go there, Reg?
To go, thank God.
I swear the world would be a better place and let me get rid of 6 idiots a day, you know? Thin out the herd a little.
You're not serious.
The hell I'm not. I could find 6 idiots before breakfast, still have my whole day ahead of me. For starters, I'd get rid of that guy out there with the boombox on wheels, and then, oh yeah, those people have hibachis and cook chicken out on the street. I hate that. And then those cab drivers, you know, who think that showering is just for months with the letter R in them. Oh, Reg, a little hint. Unlike wine, coffee does not get better with age. See you, Jake.
Later.
Does that guy come in here often?
Every day.
Is he always like that?
Every day.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, no. Becker got into another accident.
You know what you should do? Just hang tires around the outside of his car.
Please don't bring it in here. Please don't bring it in.
Some idiot just ran in. Reg, yeah, come here.
I know. Paper and pencil. You know, Becker, you gotta get one of those How Am I Driving bumper stickers. Get people something to read while they're waiting for the ambulance.
Hey, what's your problem? You didn't look, you didn't check, you just pulled out right into
traffic. Hell I did. I signaled, pal.
Yeah, right.
You know, even if I hadn't, how could you miss a boat like mine? I mean, don't you know how to drive? I just swear, you people make me nuts. You know, you're all over the road. As if the rules don't apply to you.
See you in court.
Yeah, right. Surprise, you can see anything. Yeah. 4 eyes! Swear, you know, 6 a day, that's all I ask, 6 a day.
Who the hell is he?
John Becker. He's a doctor. He's got an office a couple of blocks over.
How sick do you have to be to go to that guy?
No, Mr. Stark, I checked. You did not leave your prosthetic leg here. I don't know. Why don't you try retracing your steps? No, I'm sorry. It just slipped out.
I know. I'm late. It's just so hard to get a cab in this city.
I thought you'd take the subway.
Yes, because I can never get a cab. Gee, Margaret, I listen when you talk.
Dr. Becker is late. When he comes in, tell him I'm in the back checking the inventory.
Okay, so what's going on? Is Dr. Becker in?
Just watch the desk.
I'm Rochelle Gelman. I'm here for my 9:15 appointment with the doctor.
Great, just sign in and he'll be right with you. But while you're waiting, I happen to be the new area rep for the Lady Fair Cosmetics and Skincare line. Please, let me show you our fine family of products.
When did you start selling cosmetics here?
Since I went a little nuts with my Visa card.
Morning.
What are you doing sneaking in the back door?
I'm not sneaking. I had to walk from the coffee shop, so I cut through the alley. You been back there lately? It's a magical world of bodily fluids.
What happened to your car?
Some dimwit plowed into it. It's a wreck.
How can you tell?
You know, every time I think God can't screw me any worse, he pulls out the old Black and Decker and twists a little harder.
Interesting. You're being persecuted by a God you don't believe in.
That's why he's after me, Margaret.
Well, your nose is not broken. If I were you, I'd stay off it for a few days. So, what happened anyway?
There I am, minding my own business, and someone comes up and hits me on my nose.
Yeah, a New York cabbie punched in the nose. Applause, applause, applause.
Please, mine is an honorable profession.
Yes, of course it is, Mr. Haranya...
Haranya Garba.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so what'd you do to get him to hit you like that? Did you take him to the airport by way of Cuba? Was it a French Connection ride across town, or what'd you do? Did you screw with the meter so you could triple charge him? What was it?
You know, you passengers aren't any picnic. Stiffing me on fares, burning cigarette holes in my seats.
You know something, you're right. I apologize. I shouldn't just assume that this was your fault.
How did it happen, though?
It was the triple charging.
Thank you.
Ladies, nothing colors your world like the right lipstick. Now, Mrs. Carigliani, you're in autumn, so I think you should try Forever Taupe. That way you can wear your lips to work and to an elegant evening out at a chic club or discotheque.
Perfect.
Now let's try this blush.
What is going on here?
I'm trying to bring out Mrs. Carigliani's cheekbones. Hang tight, it could take a while.
Ladies, would you take your seats, please? This is a doctor's office, not Bloomingdale's. Linda's world of beauty is closed.
It's not like the patients have anything else to do while they wait.
But you do.
Oh, come on, Margaret, I'm just trying to make some extra money.
You're gonna have to find a new way to make any money if I catch you doing this again.
How you doing?
Not so good. I got a pain.
You feeling nauseous?
Well, not really nauseous, but there's this pressure.
120 over 80.
Good. Well, your pulse rate's slightly elevated, but nothing too bad. Are you feeling any pain or numbness in your neck or your arms?
No, not really. Just the pressure.
Yeah. Where exactly is that pressure?
Right there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Margaret, I think we're all right here. I want to do an EKG just to play it safe.
Okay, I'll go set it up.
All right. Let me ask you something. What'd you have for breakfast?
A pastrami sandwich.
For breakfast? Do you have pickle, too?
You gotta have the pickle.
Yeah, I don't think we're dealing with a heart problem here.
Thank God.
With your family history, I understand your concern, so promise me, make an appointment, come back, we'll do a full workup.
Right? Oh, I will, but what about the pain?
Here, chew on these.
What are they?
Antacids. Mark will be back in a minute. Got out of there just in time.
This is unbelievable.
Think Dr. Beck has seen it?
I sure hope he hasn't seen it.
Well, we're gonna find out. Here he comes.
Hey, everybody.
How's it going?
Boy, beautiful day out there.
Definitely hasn't seen it.
Ah, Mr. Williams. Eggs, bacon, hash browns. I see you jumped right in that low cholesterol diet I put you on.
I was gonna start that tomorrow.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. In here, I'm not your doctor. Just think of me as a private citizen who's telling you you're slowly killing yourself. Reg, can I have one of my cigarettes, please? Those who can't teach. So what's going on in here?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing that I know.
All right, what's going on?
Oh, well, you're gonna see it eventually.
See what? Neighborhood doctor dispenses racism. John Becker. Poisonous words filled a neighborhood eatery. His foul tirade smeared African Americans, Asian Americans, the blind.
Weren't you the busy bee?
I didn't say any of this. Who's this Jerry Tetzloff, anyway?
Well, he has a weekly column. He must have been in here that morning.
What morning?
The morning I had that accident. Keep reading.
Becker even trotted out the tired stereotype that Asian Americans are bad drivers, invoking the loathsome code words, you people. Well, this guy's perverting everything I said.
And even worse, he didn't mention the name of the diner. I could use a little free publicity.
Yeah, I think you put your finger on the real tragedy here, Reg. I mean, this is crap. It's all lies. I didn't say any of that, right?
Well, technically you did.
What?
But you didn't mean it, not like how he said.
Yeah, John, you gotta admit it. You leave a hell of a first impression.
What are you talking about?
Okay, a show of hands here. When you first met him, who thought that John was a horse's ass? Yeah, that's a mighty strong breeze.
Yeah. You two are supposed to be my friends, and you got a prostate exam coming up.
I changed my vote.
Yeah, I thought you might. You know something? I'm gonna find this guy and scream loathsome code words till his ears bleed.
I hate to say this, but poor Becker.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him.
Doesn't anyone feel sorry for me? I'm the one who has to get the prostate exam.
Hey,
You got any of that revitalizing cream left?
Shh. I got everything you need. Revitalizer, refresher, body talc. But be cool, okay? Look, come back this afternoon. You give me the money, I'll give you the stuff.
Great.
Oh, and I just got in a shipment of bath beads.
Are they any good?
Primo.
I don't know.
Hell is this?
Margaret, I was misquoted. I didn't say any of that.
Well, I assumed that. But I swear, John, there are just some times when you need to keep your mouth shut. You are a respected member of this community. People listen to what you have to say. God help them.
Sam, I'm going to sue that guy. I'm going to sue the whole paper. I'm going to sue the kid that delivers the paper.
John, do yourself a favor. Let it go. If you go off on this guy, you'll just give him something new to write about. Just leave it alone and it'll go away by itself. Mr. Kimsey, what are you doing here?
You all right?
There's something I have to say to you, and I want to do it face to face.
Sure, go ahead.
I read the paper this morning and...
Oh, no, wait a second.
I don't want you to be my doctor anymore.
You don't need
me. I don't want anything to do with you.
Mr. Kimsey, please, don't...
I got you down for the toner, the concealer, and the lip liner. Oh, and I'll throw in a jar of night cream. No, don't worry about it. First one's free. But if you need more, you know who to call.
John, are you all right?
What am I supposed to do? You know, people are believing what they read in there.
Well, you could go down there and cause a big scene, or you could sue everybody in sight, or maybe, just maybe, you could learn something from all this.
Yeah, learn what? You know, I see people doing something stupid, I tell them they're doing something stupid. I have opinions, I express them. What's wrong with that?
John, opinions are like butts. Everyone's got one, but you don't want to see yours in the newspaper.
Well, fine. Well, from now on, no matter what I think, I'll just keep my mouth shut.
You couldn't keep your mouth shut if you were underwater.
You know, I'm sick of people telling me they know me better than I know myself. There's nothing more annoying than a bunch of self-righteous know-it-alls telling... Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Doctor's office? Yeah, it's Linda. Look, I'm not running a charity here. If you want the stuff, you gotta pay. Oh, you think you can do without the eyeshadow? You just wait. You'll be back.
Linda, I have warned you about this. It is completely unprofessional to sell cosmetics in a doctor's office. You do this sort of thing all the time, and...
Your skin looks wonderful. What are you using?
Lady Fair Moistacular.
Could you get me some of them?
Well, I'd love to. But, I know I can't. You see, it would be completely unprofessional for me to sell you cosmetics in a doctor's office.
Well, that depends on who's running the doctor's office.
Exactly why did you write the column, Mr. Tetzlaff?
Well, basically to show that supposedly respectable citizens like Dr. Becker turn out to be nothing more than racists.
Hi, Becker.
Oh, hey, John.
Hey, guys. Look, about that article, I'm really trying to put it behind me, so I'd appreciate it if we just didn't talk about it anymore.
Okay.
No problem.
Thanks.
Hey, that Tetzlaff guy sure is tearing you a new one on the radio, isn't he, Doc?
Eight locations to serve you. This is Phil Morrison. You're listening to Talk Back on WTSE. You were saying, Mr. Tetzlaff?
Well, it comes down to the fact that guys like Dr. Becker seem to enjoy spreading hate. Now, the people of this community should fight back and tell him that they will not put up with his racist attitudes.
No worry, I'm not going to get upset. Smartest thing I can do is just walk away from this. I just want to keep my self-respect and my dignity.
He's going down to that radio station, isn't he?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
is as bad as you say in your column, well, then he's the kind of guy who makes the world bad, and that's bad.
Yeah, right. Bad. Thanks for taking a stand. We're here talking about racism, and what we're finding is we're all against it. All lines are open. Lots of lines. Oh, don't worry, we'll call security.
No, that's the guy. That's Dr. Becker.
Really? He looks pissed. Let's have him in. That should brighten things up.
Tetzloff, you are a lying, bottom-feeding, low-light publicity whore.
No, Dr. Becker, please, come in. Sit down.
What? No. I don't want to talk on the radio.
This will be fine. Seriously, sit down. Oh, this is great. We have John Becker here, the racist doctor Mr. Tetzloff wrote about. Go ahead, you're on the air. Talk.
What?
Talk into the mic.
All right, this guy took a private conversation and he turned it into something that it wasn't.
Well, then maybe you can tell me what it was. You said to an Asian man, you people can't drive.
Yes, you people as in you lousy drivers. You know, I didn't care where he came from. All I cared about was where he was going, which was into the side of my car. You know, I never said that he was a bad driver because he was Asian.
So you do believe that Asian Americans are bad drivers?
I never said that they are bad.
Come on, this is stupid.
But isn't they just a racist code word? Another way of saying those people?
They is not a code word. They is a pronoun. We can't use pronouns anymore.
And by we, you mean white Americans just like you?
Oh, come on, white Americans, you believe this?
I love this. It's like a real show. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Phil. Long time listener, first time caller. Guys like this doctor make me sick. Can I have a t-shirt?
Good point, no shirt.
You know, this woman just proves everything I've been saying for years. The only people dumber than talk radio listeners are talk radio callers.
Shut up, John. For once in your life, just keep your mouth shut.
You know, it's an entire audience made up of the infirm, the unemployed, and the insane.
So, with one sweeping generality, you smear this man's entire audience.
It's okay. He's right.
Mr. Tetzloff, in your column, you also say that Dr. Becker insulted a black man.
That's correct.
A blind man.
Hey, wait a minute. It's the same guy. You can't count him twice.
Remind me, Reg, why do I like him?
Come on, Becker, just say the name of the diner. Just say the name.
Yeah, and besides, he's a friend of mine. It's the only reason why I go into that place. Certainly not for the food.
Don't say the name. Please don't say the name.
The whole point of my article is to show that racism is alive in this city, and Dr. Becker here is living proof.
I am not. I have strong opinions. Yeah, I admit that. You know, I have likes, I have dislikes, but none of them are racially motivated. Everything I say is motivated purely by stupidity.
Did he mean to say that?
Good one, John.
Come on. You know what I meant.
Well, I certainly know what you meant when you maligned rap music, clearly an expression of African-American culture.
I did not. I said I didn't like loud music. All right. I don't like rap music. Is that okay with you? You know, I don't like polka music either, but I like Polish sausage. You know, I hate Chinese checkers, but I love French fries. I hate Belgian waffles, love German shepherds, can't stand English muffins. Here's a real puzzler. Hate Danish cheese, love cheese Danish.
Yes, Doctor, that's very clever, but what about that mean-spirited swipe at Puerto Ricans?
Puerto Ricans?
You made a crack about people who barbecue on the street.
Those are Puerto Ricans? You know, I didn't say that.
Yes, well, we all know that's what you meant.
No, that's not what I meant at all. I was talking about some guy who lives down the street from me. I don't know where he comes from, but he cooks his dinner on the sidewalk, and that's just stupid. You know something? You are the one that's making this about Puerto Ricans.
That's not what I did at all.
That's exactly what you did. Same thing with your column, too. You took a private conversation, you imbued it with racial overtones, all under the guise of political correctness. You know something? That concept was meant to make us more sensitive to each other, but instead, all you did was use it to perpetuate some ugly stereotypes.
Well, that certainly wasn't my intention.
Yeah, well, that's what you did. Let me tell you one more thing I don't like. You. You know, not because of where you come from. I just don't like you. And you know something? You're free not to like me either, as long as you do it for the right reasons. And if you don't like that, you kiss my ass.
Great show!
Charlotte's getting engaged in Sex and the City at 10:30, which she does rather a lot, doesn't she? Next up, though, a new station doesn't necessarily mean new fans for Frasier, but he's still listening.